The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday. It is March the 21st, and we're in the middle of Poison Prevention Week, which we're going to talk about in just a second with my friend Gene Forrester from DNH. But let's start, first of all, with Cassie McClellan. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Thank
Cassie.
You.
Central Missouri Dietetic Association, and we're talking about a gluten-free diet. Now, first of all, explain what gluten is.
Gluten is a protein that's found in wheat, and some people have a gluten intolerance or celiac disease, so they cannot have gluten in their diets.
Okay, so it's a protein that's mm-hmm. in whole grain wheats. I thought the whole grain was good for you.
Well, it is good for you, but there's certain grains that contain gluten, so people who have a gluten intolerance or celiac disease cannot eat those grains.
So how do you know if you have a gluten intolerance?
Well, you have to go to the doctor and get tested for it, but a lot of people will start having some GI symptoms. So if you're experiencing symptoms and you think you might have a gluten intolerance, it's good to go to the doctor and get tested for it.
Okay. So if the doctor determines that you have a gluten intolerance, what are the foods that you can consume then to make sure you don't get sick?
Well, there are several grains that do not contain gluten. The ones that do contain gluten are wheat, rye, and barley, and there are some others, but Some of the grains that you can still consume would be oats that are considered, they have to be certified 100% gluten-free because a lot of times oats can be contaminated.
So you mean if you just go and buy the regular Quaker oats off the shelf?
Those are not okay.
You have to buy something that says certified
gluten-free. They have to be certified gluten-free because a lot of times oats are processed on the same equipment that has wheat and rye and barley, so they can be contaminated.
What else?
You could do, here I've got a list here of some gluten-free grains. You could use amaranth, arrowroot, millet is fine, quinoa is a good whole grain that's gluten-free. Let's see, teff, tapioca, soy flour, almond flour, rice flour,
okay.
Things like that.
But your doctor would give you all of this information if you were gluten intolerant, correct?
Usually they don't. So a lot of people will go to dietitians. They'll come to me and ask me what they can eat after they've been diagnosed.
Okay. So if people are diagnosed as gluten intolerant, what's a phone number they can call?
Well, they can call me at Hy-Vee. So that would be 573-442-7703.
Or they could call. Yeah. Okay. So they can call you. You're with Central Missouri Dietetic Association. And any dietitian would be able to give that information.
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming by. I learned something. I had no idea about some people being gluten intolerant. But I guess when I read the label, I have seen on some of the labels, does not contain gluten. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's for.
It's a lot more prevalent nowadays than it used to be.
Okay.
So.
All right. Cassie, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming by. Good talking to you and
yeah,
good meeting you today. Now, we're going to talk about something that make you sick, could even kill you. Poison. And this is Poison Prevention Week. We're in the middle of Poison Prevention Week, and we have Gene Forrester with us from DNH Drugs. Good to have you here, Gene.
Morning, Paul.
And you were telling me that this is something that you're very close
to. Well,
I
was going to say, I'm kind of close to it because it was the main part of it enacted the public in about 1974, 72, when I was in pharmacy school, and with the child-resistant Tops.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so they've been around during that time. Before that time, they were easy to get into, also easy for kids to get into.
So the child-resistant Tops came about in the early 70s.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because kids were getting in and poisoning themselves, making themselves very sick by
right.
opening up those bottles and thinking it was candy.
Well, you look at some of the tablets and they look like candy, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
I hear all the complaints about difficulty getting into them.
Yeah.
But it also has saved, you know, thousands of kids' lives. So.
Yeah. But when we think of Poison Prevention Week, I think, and I think of some of the chemicals that are under the under the sink that kids can get into.
I was going to say, the Poison Prevention Week is recognition of those products that children can get into accidentally poison themselves, and so it's a good time to clean out your medicine cabinet, clean out your chemicals underneath the. Kitchen sink, and you know, respect what is there and think about what possibly could happen, because it's not only just the children that might be in the household, but the children that visit their grandparents or aunts and uncles is also a concern too.
And the other thing is pets, because pets can very easily get into all of that
they
stuff.
They usually get into child-resistant ones.
Exactly what I was going to say. When I can't open a child-resistant lid, I think that the dogs would be able to.
They have ability to get into them in a different manner. So, but it not only goes along with that, but, I mean, we've saved many, many lives that way, but then there's other facets of it that we need to think about, too, like those little batteries that are called button batteries that go into calculators, watches, hearing aids and stuff. Those are very toxic for children, our pets, to swallow, because if they get lodged, if they get lodged in esophagus or intestinal tract, then they burn their way through, much like the Dreamliner that had problems.
Yeah, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out. I never thought of that, Gene. Taking those little button batteries out, and if you put it on the counter, a kid could pick it up, or an animal could pick it up, and you don't know if they've eaten it. Or if it just disappeared somewhere.
Right. So that's something to also think about. And then the other part of it is just respecting the medication that you have in your house, securing it in, not only in away from small kids, but also teenagers are people that come into your house for services, like a cleaning service or a plumber or somebody that comes in, or even people that come over to your house to play cards. You know, is it? I mean, those are all opportunities. People are out seeking medication, and sometimes if you have teenagers that don't know any better, they will take anything that they see, and you have other people that may be seeking certain drugs. So
that's a good thought. Make sure that all of your medication is secure from kids or from anyone.
Right.
But most people don't have a locked medicine cabinet, do they?
No, but I was going to say, the one thing I instituted after I had my knee surgery last year was it's a little safe like they have in the hotels that you go into.
Put your medicine
in
there.
And you have a little number lock on it so you can get into it. And I think they're actually gun safes generally. You can buy them for like $50 or less. And it's just a way of securing things from anybody that...
Okay. If you want more information on this, you can contact Gene at D&H. What are your phone numbers?
I don't know anymore. 777-7333 is one of the stores, and 7373, I think, is the other store.
So. I like that. He's very casual. Yeah. That's right, because those numbers changed not very long ago, didn't
they? They're too confusing.
Right. Gene Forrester, D&H. You're a good friend, Gene. Thank you so much for coming by. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to tell you about TEDx Como, and we're going to pass along some tax tips for you. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a good day. Pepper P, Missouri.edu. I remember that one.